wasn't sure what we were doing until I glanced up ahead and saw two big black birds standing in the middle of a feed trail. They appeared to be eating breakfast. I had a suspicion that they were a couple of buzzards named Wallace and Junior, and I had a pretty good idea what they were eating. Yuck! Snort took dead aim at the buzzards and picked up speed. He was on a collision course. Old man Wallace heard us coming. His ugly bald head shot up, and he glared at us.
Yeah! Y'all get on out of here. Don't you dare touch our breakfast we got here first. Junior, don't you let them. You fight them off, son, while I...
Snort lit right in the middle of them, and you talk about feathers flying. I don't think Junior ever knew what hit him, but the old man sure did, and he must have lost a bushel of feathers flapping his wings and trying to get airborne. He taxied into the wind and finally got himself off the ground, just as Snort made a dive at him and bit off half his tail. Junior got knocked over backwards, did a couple of backflips, and came up sitting down.
Oh, gosh, Papa, there's a wolf.
Old man Wallace flew in a wide circle and landed in a cottonwood tree nearby. Snort came back to the skunk and showed Junior some fangs. That was enough for Junior. He scrambled to his feet and took cover behind the cottonwood.
Wolf, help, murder.
By this time, the old man was safe on his perch.
Junior, you get yourself out from behind this tree and go out there and fight for our rights.
But, Pa, it's a wolf, and they bite.
That's no excuse, son. We had that skunk first, and he's our property. Now you get on out there and quit acting like a dang kid. You hear me?
No. I don't hear a thing.
Junior wasn't kidding. He really couldn't hear, because he had covered both his ears with his wings.
Junior, you get yourself...
Louder, Papa. I can't hear you.
Junior, you uncover your ears this very minute, or I'm gonna come down. Dang, irresponsible, ungrateful kid.
What'd you say, Pa?
I said, you hush up and y'all...
He turned to us and gave us an evil glare.
Y'all better get on out of here and leave our breakfast alone, or I'm liable to lose my temper.
Snort was sitting beside the skunk by this time. He grinned up at old man Wallace. Maybe he was remembering the night over in the canyons when Wallace had, shall we say, upchucked on him and Rip. That's what buzzards do when they get mad, don't you see? But this time Wallace was out of range, and Snort knew it. He grinned, and old man Wallace fumed and squawked. Then Snort turned to me and Rip and motioned us over. I wasn't really looking forward to this. Dead skunk has never been one of my favorite foods.
Now we sing special coyote song. Hunk sing tenor.
So the three of us got together, me in the middle. Snort gave us the pitch. That was pretty funny, Snort trying to find a pitch. He gave us three beats. He couldn't count to three, so he counted
1, 4, 7.
And we belted out an old coyote favorite called Rotten Meat. Snort sang the verses, and me and Rip came in on the chorus. Here's how it went.